special rebroadcast for you servicemen and women of the United Nations of the College of Musical Knowledge. In the absence of the old Professor Kay Kaiser, your quizmaster will be Phil Harris, assisted musically by Kay Kaiser's band, Sully Mason, and, as a special added attraction, the four harmonized voices of the King Sisters.
Thanks a lot, fellas. And how are you, you pretty thing? Yes, sir. As Bob Hope would say, this is Shangri-La, right?
Say, Phil.
Wait a minute, Bill. Let me get the word right where we are first. To come to a town with three words yet, you know. San Luis Obispo.
Say, Phil, is it lonesome here in the hills?
Lonesome? Listen, Bill, it's so lonesome out in these hills, the sentries try to date up the bullfrogs.
Boy, is it weird and eerie out on these hills at night.
Man, it's creepy, but these men get used to it. One night, one soldier out on a hike met a ghost.
He met a ghost? Well, for heaven's sake, what did he say?
He just said, what's your outfit, bud? Probably one of the 97, you know.
Phil, where do these fellas go when they get leave?
I didn't hear you.
I said, where do these fellas here go when they get leave?
Well, a lot of them go to Pismo Beach. Pismo Beach, that's a clamshell with a USO.
Well, Phil, let's get on with the Bismo. Let's start our game for that $115 in war bond prizes.
Okay, Dean, we'll get in gear. But first, let's bend an ear and let all these nice people dance.
Some fellow on a furlough in search of company, somebody who will be my guiding light. Oh, pretty lady, what do you say? Beautiful lady, are you going my way? I'm just a fellow on a furlough whose hopes have all come true. The girl of my furlough dreams is you.
Phil.
And he is Private First Class Bob McSpaden from Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio. Where's your favorite place to dance there when you're in there?
Well, I'd like to go out to Beverly Hills.
Out to Beverly Hills, huh? Well, that's nice, but the Netherland Plaza is a nice hotel, too.
Oh, I like
it?
That very much.
Well, we're going to get along all right. Now, look, Bob, Sergeant Charles Bridges somewhere in the Southwest Pacific reminds us that all the area adjacent to Camp San Luis Obispo was colonized by the Spanish in the 18th century. In other words, San Luis Obispo used to be... San Luis Obispo used to be what?
A little Spanish town.
That's right. Now, I noticed a GI wandering around over in the town, and remembering the Spanish influence, I said, no doubt you're looking for one of those lovely senoritas. Yes, replied the GI. I met one in town last night, and man... What?
I got it bad.
I got it bad, and that ain't good. It's given I say. Thank you, Bob. That's well for me. I got it bad, and that ain't good. Look, Private First Class Manny Goods from the Bronx, New York. Look, Manny, Cap San Luis Obispo is close to some of California's most fertile farming country. So in this question for Margaret Jones of Nashville, Tennessee, we want you to pick out four vegetables or from the crops from the following imaginary letter. Now, here's the letter. Dear Sweet Pea. You see, we're starting off rough. You've got to pick out four vegetables. It starts off, Dear Sweet Pea. Now, listen. That young sprout you introduced me to, artichoke, for treating me this way. We went walking and passed a girl who had radish hair and a turnip nose. He said some pumpkins and went okra to talk to her. Well, I am telling you, it went right down through me from my head to my toes. To my toes. You know, the girls from Nashville. To my toes. And when I said, you don't seem to care at all for me, he said, corn, sarnet, lettuce alone. Well, avocado, sign off now and hit the hay. Scallions to him, your cauliflower. Now, can you pick me four vegetables from there?
Lettuce, tomatoes, cauliflower, turnips.
Let's give him a nice big hand. He hit it right on the head. Thank you. Thank you very much. Our third contestant is Private First Class Dick Bodenbera, or Bodenbea, from South Norwalk, Connecticut. Let's go right back. Say, Dick, how do you pronounce your last name? Not that I'm going to ever say it again, but just let me hear it once, will you?
Benerba.
Benerba. Well, that isn't so tough. It just looks... Well, all right, Dick. Benerba. I'll remember that. You know, you men are different here. For instance, Ethel Domer of Detroit says that when it's time to retire here at Camp San Luis Obispo, a string quartet wanders around playing... What does that string quartet play when you're ready to go to bed?
No more money in the bank.
Let's put out the lights and go to sleep.
That's it. Let's put out the lights and go to sleep. Well, then they tell me that that same bunch greets you in the morning with, Got it. They greet you in the morning with what?
Sunrise serenade.
That's right. They greet you with sunrise serenade. No matter what time it is, all you men jump right out of bed and shout. Oh, he's got it. What do you shout when you jump up in the morning?
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Isn't that right, fellas? Yes, sir. Here's your first round winner, Phil Harris.
Thank you, Bill Foreman, and he is, with a perfect score all the way, Private First Class Bob McSpadden from Cincinnati, Ohio. Stand up, Bob.
It's the four little sisters, four lovely sisters. Oh, how sweetly they sing.
America, here's a picture for you. Mass thousands of Uncle Sam's ground forces with four queens as their objective. It's those lovely King sisters. And for all you guys and your buddies overseas, the Kings sing.
I walk alone because to tell you the truth, I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I walk alone. They'll ask me why, and I'll tell them I'd rather. There are dreams I must gather. Fashion the night you held me tight. I'll always be near you wherever you are each night. In every prayer, if you call, I'll hear you. No matter how far, just close your eyes and I'll be walk alone and send your love and your kisses to guide me till you're walking beside me. I walk alone. I'll always be near you wherever you are.
Second rounder, Phil.
And he is.
Just a second. I got an awful rope by that there now girl I've been running around with.
Oh, you mean that fair-haired Fay from Monterey?
No, that clam-faced leech from Pismo Beach.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she's a pretty thing, that little girl.
Want me to go ahead and read her now?
Yeah, read it right on down.
All right. Oh, the young soldier was strolling along the beach with his sweetheart, Gloria Wallet Grabber. Looking up at him, she spoke.
I'm tired.
She hiccuped. Well, let's rest for a while, he replied. And when we resume our stroll, I'll carry you for a while. Suddenly, he held her in his arms, and her little ear was turned toward his lips. Her large ear, however, was facing the ocean.
Whisper that you love me,
she contemplated. As she looked at his dog tag, which growled and bit her in several places. I do love you, he quavered, playfully flicking some small pebbles into the folds of her double chin. Your rare beauty. You look not a little like Hedy Lamarr. In fact, you don't look anything like Hedy Lamarr.
Tell me more,
she wheezed.
How about my face?
Yeah, he returned. How about that? Your eyes, cool and moist as a duck's nose in an overripe tomato. Your white, smooth forehead.
Some tell me it's like white, cool snow.
Well, he agreed, you do have sort of a frozen puss. There was a moment of silence, and then she spake.
What are you thinking?
She queried. I was just thinking, was his snappy rejoinder. Do you mind if I borrow the stubble on your chin? I want to build an infiltration course for an oyster. Catching the disguised humor in his subtle innuendo, a smile started to skip across her face. But when it got a load of her face, skipped the whole thing.
I get a kick out of you,
she vouched.
I get a kick out of you,
she repeated.
You're a scream.
And with that, he gave her a kick, she screamed, and he went home.
First second round contestant, Phil.
Yes, man, and he is Corporal Bob Dubrow from New York City. Let's get it on. Is that correct, Bob Dubrow?
That's right.
All right. Now, look, Bob, Sergeant Anthony Ugalik, somewhere in the Pacific, tells of the new foot soldier, formerly of Cafe Society, who started out from Camp San Luis Obispo on one of those refreshing 24-hour hikes. He said to the sergeant, I don't know where you're planning for us to sleep tonight, but I presume that... I think he's got it. I don't know where you're expecting us to sleep, but I presume we're going to sleep where? Students! I'm sorry, small hotel. Yes, the Cafe Society boy said, I presume there's a small hotel, and when we get there, I'll take the... When we get to the hotel, I'll take the what?
Well, take a stab at it. It's a room. What kind of a room?
Blue room?
He got it. He beat the bell. He got it.
Yes, sir. The blue room. Now, the tough sergeant replied, I'm sorry, Reginald. Our hotel is not a small one. It's called Hotel Outdoors. And your room won't be blue. It's a kind of a canvas brown. You see, you'll be...
Wait a minute. He's got it,
what?
Camping on the old
campground. Camping on the old campground. I'll take that. Now comes Private First Class Joe Nay from Norriston, Pennsylvania. Look, Joe, every infantryman should know his foxhole, so Charlotte Fuller of Burlington, Utah wants to see if you can identify this fellow who also lives in foxhole. Got it, hold it. What is it?
The little fox.
That's right, the little red fox. Now, was the little foxes, was that a play or a movie? Put it in here now, right in there. Was it a play or a movie?
It was a movie.
It was a movie, and it was also a...
play.
A play, that's right. Now, look, can you not... Wait a minute. Can you name a star of that movie, Joe, of the Little Foxes? I bet you can. No coaching from the audience now. I bet you can, though, really. Students! I said, I bet you can.
Now, look, what does it mean to be dumb like a fox, Joe? You ought to know that. What does it mean to be dumb like a fox? Quiet now. No coaching. What does it mean to be dumb like a fox?
Wise.
Wise. It means you're sharp as a tack, don't it? Well, all right. Let's get Joe over there. All right. Thanks, Joe. Staff Sergeant Harry Tannehill from Chicago, Illinois. Glad to see you, Sergeant. Look, Doris Allison of Webster, North Dakota wants us to imagine for a moment that we're in the Army Band. And by the way we play the Field Artillery March, you can tell us what type of function we're playing for. Now listen. Playing for there?
Caissons go rolling along.
I mean, but what are we doing? Are we marching? Are we dancing? Or what would you say to that tempo? What were we doing?
Marching.
Marching. That's absolutely right. Now, look. Next, after a hard day's drilling, the boys are relaxing a bit, so we play for, you say that is?
Dancing.
That's right, for dancing. At this dance, it was love at first sight for one of the soldiers, and pretty soon the Army Band was playing for his... For his what?
Wedding march.
For his wedding. He finally got hooked, didn't he, Sergeant? Right. Well, all right. Let's give the Sergeant a hand.
Here, let's get our feet on the ground. Here's the winner of our second round.
Yes, Bill Foreman, and he is with a perfect score all the way. Staff Sergeant Harry Tannehill from Chicago, Illinois. Staff Sergeant.
Phil, let's wrap it up for Professor Kaiser.
Well, come up, you winners, and let's see who's the wiser. And for our first finalist, it's Private First Class Bob McSpadden from Cincinnati, Ohio. Let's get him off. Look, Bob, this is the final round, so let's really get cagey. Now, many of America's top orchestras have contributed to motion picture entertainment. So tonight, we'd like to dedicate our final round to orchestras that have appeared in pictures. Arlene Guthrie of St. Anthony, Idaho, wants you to identify this famous band leader and tell us one of his most recent pictures. I think he's got it. Who is that? It can only be one man with
Benny
that clarinet.
Goodman.
With that Benny Goodman. That's right. Now, look. What picture was Benny Goodman in? Was it Cover Girl, Power Girl, or Pinup Girl? Powers Girl or Pinup Girl?
Powers Girl.
Powers Girl is absolutely right. Now, a recent picture starred Lena Horne with a band leader famous for his hidey-ho. Who would that be?
Cab Calloway.
Cab Calloway, and the picture was Stormy Weather, and the old pops of Taps, Bill Robinson, was also in it, and thank you very much. You're batting 1,000. Staff Sergeant Harry Tannehill from Chicago, Illinois, is at the final.
Look, Sergeant, another famous name band was in What's Buzzin' Cousin, Mayor of 44th Street, and lots of other hit pictures. Private Harold Day, somewhere in the Aleutians, says this theme will tell you who I mean. No, not Wayne King. You know that
Sammy
theme
King.
Song.
Sammy
King. No, not Sammy Kay. The theme song. Scooter. That's right, Freddie Martin, a lovely little guy in a swell band. He's been at the Coconut Grove, Sergeant, in Los Angeles for 3 years. Now, look, another famous leader scored a hit in Palm Beach Story with Claudette Colbert and in Happy-Go-Lucky with Betty Hutton and Mary Martin. Who is he? Palm Beach Story with Claudette Colbert and... Who? Scooter. Rudy Valley, that's right. Now, what orchestra leader starred in Swing Fever and Around the World? And you better get this one or I won't be here next week.
Kay Kaiser,
let's give him an eye check. The old professor. Here's your last question, Bob. A famous sax player and his orchestra were starred in a swell picture called The Fleet Sin. Now, Rita Miller of Dayton, Ohio says when you hear this theme, you should know he is... Got it. Who is it?
Jay Dorsey.
That's right, James Dorsey. And what a wonderful band. Now, what famous or glamorous female star was in that picture with Jimmy Dorsey? She played the part of a 10 cents a dance hostess, and she's known as the sarong girl.
Dottie L'Amour.
Well, don't just skip over that, Bud. You know, you're supposed to drool a little bit when you know that. Now, look, if they cast bands and pictures by names, what orchestra leader would appear in Rio Rita? Put it right in here.
Ted Fiorito.
You're absolutely right. Give him an eye, Dan. I hear it. Sergeant Harry Tannehill, here's your last question. Now, a terrific orchestra was seen in Sun Valley Serenade with Sonia Henney and a host of other Hollywood favorites. Betty Larson of Chicago says that the orchestra leader in Sun Valley Serenade made the song famous. See if you can name it and the leader.
Glenn Miller.
That's right, the one and only Glenn Miller. Now, two lovely movie stars, Alice Faye and Mary Pickford, are married to band leaders. Now, who are their husbands? Take your time, Bud.
Bill Harris.
What?
Bill Harris.
That's right.
And Buddy Rogers.
And Buddy Rogers. That's perfectly all right with me. Let's give it a nice hand, huh?
On the winning team.
And he is with a perfect score all the way, Private First Class Bob McSpadden from Cincinnati, Ohio. Stand up, Bob. Well, Bob, you have the true winner's stamp. You're the champ of San Luis Obispo Camp, and you win first prize of a $50 war bond, and for a perfect score all the way, you get an extra $25 bond. Now, second man, your answers were pips. You win the 25 and chips. Each, 10 each in stamps to the remaining quartet.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.